Blog Talk Radio.
my brain. Hey, welcome to another week of blogtalkradio.com here on the Hear No Evil Hour, which we are going to only be on for half an hour tonight. So thank you for tuning in. Boom, boom, boom. How are you doing? Well, tonight's topic is what are relationship turnoffs? So many people are getting divorced, breaking up, separating because of small issues that become large problems. What are some of the turnoffs that you have that you feel will break up your relationship? How much of the nonsense will you take before you say enough is enough? So call me now, 347-989-0761. As we discuss how we can keep the spark in your relationship, maybe your mate is not aware of what is bothering you, and you may not be made aware of what is bothering them. Well, I do know that there are some turnoffs that make good men leave great women. Now, have you ever dated a man that you shared an incredible connection with, but then he suddenly wanted his freedom or said he wasn't ready for a relationship when you started to get close? What's going on here? Why does this happen for so many women with men? Is it that all men are afraid of getting close, or could there be something else going on here that women are often doing that helps trigger this kind of response in a man? Now, I've discovered that the way lots of women talk about moving into a more secure and committed relationship with the man is a huge part of why men stop wanting the relationship. You see, too many women don't understand what they're accidentally communicating about themselves to a man when they become even the least bit unsure or uncomfortable about where things are going. And when it comes to deciding whether or not to move into a more serious relationship, men have a finely tuned radar for how a woman is acting. So if you don't know the common mistakes to avoid that men see as unattractive, needy, and the sign of a woman who wouldn't make a great partner, then you're shooting yourself in the foot. Are you one of the many single women in the world who would make an amazing partner for a man, but can't even find a decent date? Do you ever feel like it's impossible to understand what a man is thinking when it comes to dating and relationships? Do you ever wish that you could just skip the games and the uncertainty that come with dating and get straight to something real? Well, if so, I want to share with you a few important ways to stop missing out on the love and connection you're looking for and start finding and creating what you want with the man. Now, there's something I want to know about you first. Here's a dating scenario. I wonder how often this has happened to you. You meet a man, you find attractive, and you go out on a date. The date goes better than you imagined, and you find him even more interesting and desirable than you thought you would. You feel great around him, and the conversation flows. You both connect with each other and have all kinds of unbelievable things in common. The more time you spend with him, the more you become excited about where things could go, and that you finally met a man who's fun, attractive, and who actually seems open and healthy as a person. To top it off, the chemistry you share is amazing, and you share a steamy goodnight kiss that proves it. You can tell he's feeling it, too. This is something more than just another date. It's more than two people spending time together. This is something special and real. That's why you can't help yourself. Before you even hear from him again, you're telling your girlfriends all about him. What a great thing. What a great time you had. What it's like when you're together. Blah, blah, blah. And when you're going to see each other next. You're very excited about the new man. You imagine introducing him to your friends. You even allow yourself a fantasy or two about all the things you'll do together in the weeks to come and what your life together could be like. You have a great feeling about this. Best of all, he's calling you, emailing, and he wants to see you all the time. And he's not only attractive and charming, it turns out he's a really good person, too. After a few more dates, you're intimate with him because you feel so comfortable together, and the sex is amazing. Things are going too great that you say to yourself, at least, at last, a real man I truly connect with. I better not screw this up. But just then you realize how much he is starting to mean to you. And in the back of your mind, it kind of freaks you out. And it's then that the dating and relationship nightmares from your past flash back in your mind. You don't want to feel the pain you felt in the past ever again, and you start to feel afraid that the same things could happen again. Your mind races with fear and anxiety. But to keep it together, you put faith in the situation and in this man. You tell yourself that it's different this time and that he isn't one of those other guys. And to make sure things keep moving forward in the right direction, you start trying a little harder with him to get it right this time. You do all kinds of nice things for him. You make the effort to find out all about him, understand him, and help him out with the things that are going on for him in his life. You even start to do things like favors, errands, etc., just because you want him to know how much you care and you want to be close to him. In the back of your mind, you really hope he'll recognize all the great things you're doing for him and how amazing you and your relationship can be. With all you're doing for him and your relationship, he'd be crazy not to want to be with you. But after a few more days, suddenly something starts to feel wrong. That same easy and free way of loving and being with each other suddenly feels different. You realize how much you're doing for him and all the ways you're trying, and suddenly it hits you. He isn't making much of an effort to do anything for you or your relationship, not the way you are with him. Then you realize that he's been calling you less than he used to. He doesn't seem as excited to be with you and share his thoughts and feelings as he used to be at first. He even stops making much in the way of plans and starts doing a lot of other things he wasn't doing before. And since you don't want to keep calling him, you wait for his call, hoping he'll make weekend plans with you. But Thursday comes, and then Friday, and still no call. Your worst fears are starting to be realized, but you don't want to overact. So even though you're hurt and upset that he didn't call you, you want to be with him, so you reluctantly call him. You tell yourself there must be a good reason and that he's been busy or something. When you finally get hold of him, he doesn't even sound like the same guy. He talks like he hardly knows you and you've never been close. You try to be casual and ask him what he's been doing, but you want to know what he's been doing and why he hasn't called you. Then you find out he's been going out and doing things with friends and other people. Ugh, he didn't even invite you. Wait a minute, aren't you two an item? Shouldn't you be doing something together on weekends and in your free time? You start feeling really frustrated and confused. Maybe it doesn't seem like it's really real. Maybe he doesn't see what's going on. So you decide to let him know how you feel and call him on it. You tell him how upset you feel and that he didn't ask you to hang out with him and his friends. And you ask him what's going on and why he's being the way with you. But he doesn't respond the way you want him to. Instead of listening to you and your feelings, he gets irritated and angry with you as though you're hassling him. After some arguing and back and forth, he seems to shift gears in the conversation and says something that really makes you feel bad and your heart sinks. Something that you had a gut feeling you'd hear from him with this going on. He tells you, look, you're great, but the truth is that I'm not ready or in the right place for any kind of serious relationship right now. And he goes on to tell you about all the things going on in his life that are taking up his time and energy and that he doesn't know how to settle down right now. Ouch, what the hell is he talking about? Why is he acting like you're going to get in the way of the rest of his life? Why did he ask you out in the first place and spend all that time sharing himself, being with you, and connecting with you if he didn't want a relationship all along? Couldn't he have told you that when you first met instead of asking you out? Why did he spend all that time with you and sleep with you if he didn't want to be with you? And how come he doesn't recognize or appreciate all the things you bring to his life and all the things that you do for him? At this point, you feel incredibly hurt, frustrated, unappreciated, and misunderstood. You even become intensely upset and angry with him and with yourself. How could you have misunderstood what was happening and not have seen this coming? Why did he do all the things he did? And why did he say all those things that made you think he wanted a relationship with you? Now, if you've experienced a situation like this with a man before, then I really feel for you because it sucks. In the story that I've just mentioned, a lot of women you know, they don't end up there. But then when the man said he's not ready for anything serious, why? Because they either don't want to listen to the man or they refuse to believe him. And then what happens? Some women actually go on to spend the next few weeks or even months doing everything they can to try and win the guy back. They think that if they can just get him to stop ignoring what it is that they share and to not be afraid, that the guy will come to his senses and come back to them. Wrong! If you've ever been in this situation or know a woman who was, here are the five most common ways women respond that don't work and push men away or turn them off for good. And I'm giving you these five because I almost experienced it, and so I write stuff down. Pretending you don't want anything serious either and keep on sleeping with the man casually in hopes that things will grow from the physical relationship, that's a turnoff. Staying close to him by trying to become his best friend as you help him in his life and with his problems, all the while imagining the payoff of a real relationship for your good deeds once he recognizes how great you are, that's a sucker move. Trying to make him jealous by telling him you're seeing other guys, even if you're not, or going out with other guys and doing things with them, not because you like them, but because you want to find out and you want him to find out and want you back. That's a hoe. And don't be stupid, because men know that you're just playing the role to try to make them jealous, because they really don't care. Another thing. Getting pissed off at him and telling him he's dumb, immature, and acting like a little boy, and that he's just scared of a real relationship and a commitment, and then trying to get him to have a relationship with you to fix for himself, that's a fool's way of handling it. Because the bottom line is, if you guys never talked about relationships in the beginning before you had sex, then you wouldn't be having these conversations with him. So don't be stupid. Trying to interested in you, complimenting him, doing nice things for him, taking up things he's interested in, to be around him and being available to him at any time he should show interest, kind of like trying to be his best friend, but different since it's often still sexual. Now, I'm guessing that you recognize at least one of these responses reading through them. As you hear me, you, oh no, that was me. And now you see your behavior in a slightly different light. In fact, maybe you see you've made a couple of these mistakes with men. Here's the thing. None of these responses ever work with men. Feel free to ask your girlfriends and your guy friends if you don't believe me. Doing these things with a man is like instant man repellent. But strangely enough, even though these universally don't get men to respond in any positive way, these are still the most common ways that women who don't understand men and dating respond. Which begs me to ask the question, why do so many women make these same mistakes in the first place? And why are these so universally common? The short answer is this. If a woman makes these kinds of mistakes with men, it's not because she learned it by seeing it work for other women with men. Absolutely not. It's because she does what makes sense to her in the moment. But guess what? If you spent enough time around men, then you probably discovered that men don't make much sense. Trust me, I tell you, if you're having these problems, then you should know that these are some of the sure signs that a man is not interested in a relationship. And we shall return. Welcome back to Hear No Evil. This is Darlene Lewis talking to you about turnoffs that most men have regarding relationships. Now, I know a lot of you have been trying to call in, but I just wanted to bring about some 10 turnoffs that I know for a fact are really, 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 really important. And I really hope you write this down. Having that princess syndrome is the number one turnoff. Men can't stand it if you are demanding and hard work. Sure, they like you to take pride in your appearance and be feminine, but remember, being down to earth is the key to a man's heart. Neediness. Always wanting to be around your man. Knock it off, ladies. It's a turnoff. Excessive flirt. If you're insecure and you start flirting with a lot of people just so that he can get to look at you flirt or to make him jealous, that is a turnoff. Attention seeker. The girl who always has to be at the center of attention. Big turnoff. Another turnoff, being boring, having no personal interest except for your man will be painful for him. Men love a woman with her own life, someone to contribute exciting adventures to the relationship, someone that they can learn from. Being his dependent, having no car, messy finances, and always asking for his help. Big turnoff, the sugar daddy days are over, girls. Get it together. Women are in charge of boardrooms. They're running countries. Get it together. Dirty laundry. Talking about your ex will do you no favors. Men are very visual, and the more you talk about your ex, the more he sees you naked with another man. Don't talk about your ex. And the same should go for you guys. Don't talk about your girls to women. Please, we don't want to hear that. Calorie counter. Men love nothing more than a woman who enjoys her food. Sitting at dinner of calorie counting and talking about your weight will have him cringing. Let it go. He's not interested. Because if he was, he wouldn't be talking to you. Being fake. Whether it's makeup madness or bitching about someone, then being super friendly to their face, your man will be left wondering what you really think of him. Men love a sincere, loving woman, someone they can trust. Don't be fake. Keep it real. If you think you're going to be with this guy for a long time and you're wearing a weave or you wear fake eyelashes or fake, you have fake teeth, fake boobs, and eventually he's going to find out when you start taking stuff off. Keep it real. Let him know in the beginning. Don't pull my hair. I got tracks. I got a wig going. If he really likes you, he'll deal with you, okay? Trust me. Leaving nothing to the imagination. Now, women who leave nothing to the imagination aren't usually seen as girlfriend material by men. I tell girls this all the time. I had to learn this from a man, okay? Men don't want to see you displaying your breasts and your butt and your legs and all of that out in the street. A woman that is walking around exposing her body is only going to pick up two types of people. A man that's looking to screw and a man that's looking to pimp her, okay? So if you want to be screwed all the time or pimped all the time, you know, then dress like a hooker. But men want something to the imagination, okay? He wants somebody that he can introduce to his parents. Trust me, I know this. And if you don't believe me, try it, and you'll see what happens, okay? Also, I want you to know that we're on only for another 6 minutes. So if you're thinking about calling in, you can call back in now. I was just trying to talk about some turnoffs that men have, because I did a survey of what turns men off, because I am a female, and I always want to know what turns men off, on and off, because I find that a lot of men are intimidated by strong, independent, attractive women. And I just wanted to find out exactly what I was doing wrong. So being that I'm not doing anything on that list, and I figured it out, it's not me that's the problem. It's the guy that's the problem. So unfortunately, you guys that are intimidated by strong, attractive women that know what they want, get it together, okay? Be right back.
Got a big ego, ha ha ha, such a big ego, I got a big ego, she love my big ego, so stroke my big ego. I like to joke around a little bit, but here we go. Welcome to the wonderful world of Go Play the Earl, cause everything I throw up, blow up. Talking to the girl, she said, know what? Grow up, you nasty. I don't understand why they tripping if you ask me. Flow just the nicest. I admit the propane I just spit probably just raised the gas prices. Everybody in the club trying to get as fresh as me. What you on, dawg? Trying to stay recession free and spit refreshingly when I rock the stadium. You probably get sweaty, you should bring an extra tea. Now I'm standing next to Jay, who's standing next to B. Could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with me. That's good for my ego. Me and my ego, and he go wherever we go. My ego is my imaginary friend. He was with me when I was only imagining. I had dreams of the league. One day I played Kobe, or walk up to Puff, and he'd really know me. Coulda let the dream killers kill my self-esteem, or use the arrogance as a steam that power my dreams and my ego.
Call in the workers, you the boss. For real, want you to show me how you feel. I consider myself, okay, that's a big deal. Why? Well, you got the key to my heart, but you ain't gon' need it. I'd rather you open up my body and show me secrets. You didn't know what's inside, no key for me to lie. It's too big, it's too wide, it's too strong, it won't fit. It's too much, it's too tough. Like this, cause he can back it up. He got a big ego. Such a huge ego. I love his big.
Hey, welcome back to Hear No Evil. I'm Darlene Lewis. Tune in every Thursday between 6:30 and 7:30. Unfortunately, tonight we're only on until 7 o'clock. I haven't really been feeling that well. Had a little asthma attack, and so I'm a little under the weather. And plus, I'm editing my latest book, The Harlem Poet. And you can get more information about all of my books at lulu.com/spotlight/Darlene Lewis. Or you can go to amazon.com. BarnesandNoble.com or FutureNetworkProductions.com. Also, please support our Save Our Seeds campaign because we are trying to save our youth. We're trying to raise money for our Africa trip for our girls and guys on the move. If you're interested in that or learning more about that, you can go to FutureNetworkProductions.com. And I just want to take it out with a little sexy Teddy Pendergrass for all the lovers out there. And until next week, I'll talk to you later.
I want some company. You look like you're just my type. You're the kind whose spirits are running free. Let's take a sip of some cold, cold wine and dance to the music nice and slow. And you won't be under any kind of pressure. We'll just let the evening flow. Come on and go with me. I feel like that, babe. Come on over to my place. Be so nice, it would be so good. Come on and go with me. Come on over to my place. You look like you're just bored. Get away from this noisy crowd. Let's go where it's nice and quiet, where there's nobody else around. Let's sit by a cozy lit fire, and we can be each other's company. watching you.
I've been doing the same thing.
I've had my eyes on you.